The new Portals of Prayer devotional Bible is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. This devotional resource contains the entire English Standard Version of the Bible with 700 devotions from Portals of Prayer. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or learn more about Portals of Prayer devotional Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Portals of Prayer devotional Bible. Tragic story unfolded over the last few days of a Lutheran pastor in Fort Dodge, Iowa, going about his pastoral duties there on the campus of his congregation and suddenly murdered in the middle of the day. It is a story that is touching the hearts and breaking the hearts of many across the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where the pastor served faithfully for more than 30 years. Joining us to talk about the murder of a Lutheran pastor in Fort Dodge, Iowa, Dr. Steve Turner. He's president of the Iowa West District for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Turner, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
What is being reported about the death of Pastor Alan Henderson?
Well, first of all, when we first heard news that Al was killed, the social media reports were very inaccurate. And that's kind of sad that that word got out in such a quick and yet unreliable way. I will say since then, what I've seen on social media has just been very positive about Pastor Henderson, about his life and his work in his church and community. So as far as Al's death goes, he was murdered. They've got a person in custody right now, and we'll leave that to the civil authorities to take that forward.
Tell us about Pastor Henderson.
Al was a good pastor. He was my pastor. That's the church I attend in Fort Dodge. So in some ways, Al and I joked about it. He was my pastor, and I was his pastor. And he was a good pastor, a man who loved his people. He cared for his people. In fact, in the end of July, I preached for his 30th anniversary in the ministry. And in that sermon, I talked about Al was the kind of guy who would go where his people were. If that meant walking the halls of a nursing home, he was there. If it was the corridors of a hospital, if he was there, he was just that kind of good pastor. And that's why, Todd, I guess, you know, in some extent, my wife and I were visiting about it this morning. Al's death is a tragic irony because he was so open to serving those who struggled with mental illness. Our church has a bus service every Sunday morning that brings people from all over the community of Fort Dodge, and many of those are people who suffer from mental illness. And Al was the kind of guy who was so welcoming to them. And my guess is, and this is just a guess on my part, that Al knew the man who took his life. Because as I understand it, he was a man who suffered from mental illness, and my guess is he's one of those people that Al knew. That's the tragic irony, I guess, of this situation.
Pastor Henderson also worked with first responders pretty extensively. Tell us about that work.
Well, Al was the chaplain for both the police department, the fire department, and the first responders. And he was known to them as someone who cared for them. He really enjoyed going out and riding with the officers at night. I think just about every Friday night, he was out riding with either a highway patrolman or a police officer or a sheriff's deputy, because he enjoyed being part of that. And then whenever there's a tragedy in Fort Dodge, if there was a fire or an accident like his or a death like his, Al was the kind of guy who was there helping the people who were providing help for those who were injured. So he started an organization here in Fort Dodge called Serving Our Servants, SOS. And the whole point of that was to honor those, as he would say, those who serve us in uniform. In fact, while Al was pastor at St. Paul's, and that church is located in kind of a downtown area, whenever a siren would go off, our church would stop, and we would pray. And we'd pray for those who were responding to it and those who were involved in the incident.
How is his family doing?
Well, he has a very strong family. They know their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They receive that comfort of knowing that their dad is now with Jesus. But it's going to be a difficult time because Al and Chris were at the age where they were thinking about retirement in a couple years. In fact, the church at St. Paul had recently called a new senior pastor who's going to be coming in the first part of November, and Al was going to become an associate pastor doing those things he loved to do, visiting the sick, you know, being with the shut-ins, and really being involved in the community through SOS.
What is being done for St. Paul congregation there in Fort Dodge?
Well, Todd, one of the blessings we have in Iowa District West is we have a counseling ministry that is really our Missouri Synod counseling ministry called Lutheran Family Service. In fact, their offices are in the same building as our district offices. And so we were able to provide counselors to the school almost immediately. All day yesterday, we had Lutheran Family Service counselors there. And I'm going to tell you, Todd, I am so proud of the pastors of Iowa District West. We had the church open yesterday, and we had pastors there all day from 7:30 in the morning until I left about 8 o'clock last night. We had the pastors from our circuit and pastors from our district who were there. They were wearing collars so people knew who they were, and people in the community could go up and visit with them, and our pastors there were there to console them. And so I think that's the primary way we've been caring for the congregation and the community, just that ministry of presence. And our guys were there.
Tell us about the congregation that Pastor Henderson leaves behind.
Well, St. Paul's is one of the oldest congregations in Iowa District West. In fact, it's the congregation where C.F.W. Walter presented his famous address, his 1879 address to the Western District, where he laid out precisely what a faithful synod is. So it's a church that has a long history. I think in about 1998, the church was burned down, and Pastor Henderson came to this church about 6 months after that church burned down. So he's been part of the process of rebuilding the sanctuary and the building itself. The theme they took at that time was Ashes to Glory, and it's a healthy congregation with a good school. And as I said, Todd, that's where my wife Darlene and I belong.
What can our listeners do for both the family and the congregation?
You know, Todd, that's a really good question. And I think primarily is to lift them up in prayer right now. At this moment, we're at a difficult time, you know, for them and their lives, but we're not really even at the grief stage yet. So I think for right now, I think primarily to pray, just to pray for them right now.
How would you respond to someone who asks, how could God allow something like this to happen to a Christian pastor?
You know, I talked about that in my message last night that I shared with at a prayer service we kind of had for the community. And I just asked that question, why does this happen to someone like Al? And I think the best answer that I can give is that, you know, when Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God's good and gracious will in the garden, they brought turmoil into our world. And ever since then, we live in a fallen and broken world. But the good news is that God did not abandon us. but rather God chose to join us in his son Jesus Christ. And that, so even in a dark and fallen world, we are people who live with the hope of knowing that Jesus Christ has come to rescue us and to restore us, and that we live with that faith and hope of the promise that Jesus brings through his life, his death, and resurrection.
How would you counsel us to understand Pastor Henderson's death in terms of both justice and forgiveness for his killer?
Al was a man who cared for people, regardless of their situation in life. And I'm not sure what justice is for a man who is, if the reports are right, suffering from severe and chronic mental illness. But I do know Jesus. And I know that love that Jesus has for his people. And even for this man, regardless of what's happening in his heart and his mind, he is someone for whom Christ died. And I believe Al would be right here with me expressing the same concern. And so I'm hoping that there is someone who is ministering to this man in jail and in his life to come. That the forgiveness of Jesus, that he'll be able to receive it, he'll be able to recognize what he did was wrong, was tragic, and that even the peace of Christ can come to him, as it's come to me as well.
Dr. Steve Turner is president of the Iowa West District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Turner, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good day.
In Hour 2 of Issues Etc., Chris Roseborough will join us for This Week in Pop Christianity. We'll talk about the church planting movement leader Phil Pringle selling miracles. Then we'll play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
College Preparation Station is proud to announce the opening of its first Missouri location, Creve Coeur. College Preparation Station provides ACT, SAT, PSAT instruction, and college scholarship guidance. Their new Creve Coeur branch is located at 11,500 Olive Boulevard. Learn more at cpsprep.com or call 314-750-5967. College Preparation Station in Creve Coeur, Missouri, and Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th century. Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal. The 11th century. The 8th century. Holy Spirit. the 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years, LutheranPublicRadio.org.